As fall approaches, many people are lamenting the loss of their annual summer vacations. Others are considering a getaway as the temperatures change and fewer people flock to hotspots. But guidance about where and how to travel can be confusing. 90.5 WESA's Kylie Kaczynski takes a look at what the experts recommend when it comes to planning a trip during a pandemic.
Scott Burke, a 47-year-old Pittsburgh resident, took a trip to Florida in August. He drove his own car the whole way and wore a face mask when he stopped for gas.
Like, I brought snacks, a cooler with me, so I didn't really have to stop. And I always have hand sanitizer in my car. So, I mean, the biggest thing with me was, like, being responsible about my trip.
Burke credits those precautions with keeping him from contracting the virus. He tested negative at his doctor's office when he returned. He's been out of work since the statewide shutdown, so he didn't have to comply with an employer quarantine requirement.
I'd never want anybody to hear this and be like, well, he did it and he's fine. I'm a single guy who lives in an apartment that's not an apartment building. Like, I can very easily not be around people. And again, I'm out of work, so I didn't have a job to go back to. I don't have a spouse or children. I'm not around any elderly people.
But it's not that simple for most people, and the guidance from officials is all over the place. The state recommends a 14-day quarantine upon returning from a trip to a state with high case counts, like Florida. The University of Pittsburgh recommends its employees complete a 14-day quarantine regardless of where you travel. UPMC, the state's largest non-governmental employer, says its employees should monitor themselves but that they don't need to quarantine unless they have symptoms of COVID-19. Paradoxically, Allegheny County has endorsed both the state's and UPMC's guidelines. The Centers for Disease Control suggests monitoring for symptoms for 2 weeks after a trip and maintaining social distancing when out and about. Whether or not to travel is ultimately a matter of risk assessment. Here's Allegheny County Health Department Director Dr. Deborah Bogan at a recent press conference.
If you are taking a car and you're going into the woods and you're by yourself for 2 weeks on a vacation or a week, that is very low-risk travel. You're not likely to bring back COVID-19. If you traveled on multiple airplanes for long periods of time, you visited bars in some high-risk states, that's a very different exposure. So people need to use their common sense.
Most trips probably fall somewhere in the middle of those two extremes. The CDC, alongside state and local officials, recommend researching a location's COVID-19 case count before planning a trip there, and to consider postponing or heading somewhere else if case counts are high. Dr. David Dowsey is an epidemiologist and executive vice president and provost of Duquesne University. He says a lake cabin is a safe bet, but even with the right precautions and research, a beach trip can also be relatively low risk.
There's been a lot of press about beaches at being bad locations. The reality is they're outdoors and, you know, there's a lot of wind and high humidity and other things that are less than ideal for COVID-19. So certainly if you went to the beach and had your own spot, you can be fine.
If you have to fly or take a bus or train, try to select an off time for your trip. The last flight out in the evening, for example. Research your airline's policies too. American and United Airlines return to full capacity flights this summer.
The safest way to actually travel right now is to get in a car and go somewhere. That's the best and surest way to. This is one of the reasons why rental cars are, you know, sort of way up right now.
Regardless of where you go, Dowsey says all should closely monitor for symptoms of COVID-19 upon returning from a trip. And since the list of potential symptoms is so long,
if you feel unwell in any way, you should talk to your healthcare provider and not go to work.
Most experts agree it's best not to travel right now. But if you're going to pack up and head out, do some research about your destination. Wear a face mask, wash your hands often, and keep your distance from other people outside of your traveling group. Kylie Kaczynski, 90.5 WESA News.